Vavrom Zokim Bo Bayonim Vashem Berach Es Avrom Bakol. Everybody knows the pasuk. Says the Gemara, my Bakol. What is the word Bakol mean? Rameo Emir Rameo says Shalei Hoysaloi Bas. That what the pasuk is coming to say is that Avrom Avinu had everything, meaning he didn't have a daughter. The Ramban in his Pirush Al HaTorah says, what's the big bracha of not having a daughter? Not having a daughter is a bracha. Says the Ramban, of course not. In a vacuum, why would that be a bracha? But for Avraham Avinu, to have a daughter would have posed a technical issue, and the issue would have been, who would she have married? How is Avraham Avinu going to find an appropriate Eden? So being that it was going to be so hard for him to marry off this daughter, thus, the pasuk says, you should know, Vashem Berech es Avraham Bakoil. What does it mean, Bakoil? Shaloi hoiseloi bas. Rabbi Yudah says, shaloi bas. Just the opposite. Vashem Berech es Avraham Bakoil means he had everything. The rabbis even had a daughter. Achirim Oimrim. Others say, bas hoiseloi Avraham. Avraham Avinu had a daughter, Ubakol Shema. And her name was Bakol. So Achirim's pshat and Rabbi Yehuda's pshat seems to be very similar, although we're going to get to this in the raid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bako means Shehoiseloi Bas. Achirim say, Hoiseloi Bas. He just adds one knech. The name of the daughter actually was Bako. Not to digress, but the first three opinions in the Braisa are Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Achirim, respectively. Everybody knows who's Achirim. Rameir. It's a Gemara in the end of Masech Tesoiris. So how could you have a Braisa that mentions Shitas Rameir and mentions Shitas Achirim? If that, by definition, would be a stira in Shitas Rameir. But of course, what comes to mind is a Tosfos in Masech Tesoita Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where Tosfos is actually addressing a Braisa that also mentions the Shitas Rameir, Shitas Achirim. Tosfos asks this kasha, and Tosfos says that maybe pshat is that wherever the Gemara refers to Rameir as Achirim, it's because he was saying over Torah in the name of his Rebbe Acher, Elisha Bar Avuah. We know that Rameir had a Rebbe, Elisha Bar Avuah. He was one of the four people that entered the Pardes, and he was very much affected spiritually when he entered the Pardes. Stating that, Rameir would continue to say over Torah from him, not only Torah that he had learned from his Rebbe before this episode in the Pardes, but he would continue to learn Torah from him. And the Chachamim had a big problem with it, and Rameir said, I'll explain it to a mashal. There was a person who found the Rima, and he knew to eat the good, and he threw away the pit. And I know my Rebbe is not perfect, but at the same time, there's a tarovis of Oyre Choshech inside my Rebbe, as is inside a lot of people, and I know how to take out the Oyre, and I leave the klippis and all the things that I'm not supposed to touch. Those are things I leave away. But either way, Tosfos throws out a suggestion that it could be every time Rameir is referred to as Acherim, it's because he's saying over Torah that he learned, pun intended, from his Rebbe, Acher. Rameir had a lot of Rabbeim. One of them was Elisha Bar Avuah, another one was Rabbi Akiva, but either way, it's not a stira, because Rameir Oimer is Shitas Rameir. Acherim Oimer would be Torah that he heard from his Rebbe Acher. Either way, Rabbi Loza Midoy said, it's Takninus Hoysev Libishal Avraham Avinu. You know what? Want to know what it means, Vashem Berach Safram Bakol? It means that Avraham Avinu was a great astrologer. How great? Shekol Malchei Mizrach Umayrev Mashkim in Lepischai. All the kings of the east and the west, they used to set out to be at the tent of Rav Avraham Avinu bright and early to ask him questions related to astrology. And it's this nekuda that the pasuk is referring to when it says Vashem Berech es Avraham Bakol. The truth is, this idea that Avraham Avinu was an astrologer plays itself out very much in some of the dialogue that Avraham Avinu has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem keeps on promising Avraham Avinu children, and he says, I saw Be'itztak Ninushali. This Gemara brings it out a little bit more. Avraham Avinu is a world-renowned astrologer, and he says, this is a fact that I know very, very well, and I'm telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the astrology says that I'm not supposed to have a child. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? So it's a machloikis. Some Chazal say that the response was Avram Einoi Moilid, Aval Avram Moilid. And this is one of the Makairis that Mishana Shem is Mishana Mazel. It's true, the Mazel, the astrology of Avram Avinu was not to be able to have a child. But then Hashem added an Ois to his name. By adding the Ois to his name, then he already was able to have a child. Another Chazal, Rashi brings it in Chumash, the Medrash Rabbah says, Ein Mazel Yisrael, that Hashem told Avram Avinu, it's true that there's an idea of mazel, and it's true, based on your mazel, you're not able to have a child. But Avraham Avinu, you're a yid, and because you're a yid, you're not tachas the memshala of the mazalos, based on the idea of a mazel Yisrael. What's the machloikis between these two chazals? If The teretz to Avram Avinu is Avram Inu Moilid, Aval Avram Moilid, or the teretz is a Mazel Yisrael. So Pasha, you could say the machloikis is whether Yesh Mazel Yisrael or a Mazel Yisrael. But it doesn't really sound like that's such a machloikis. Ayin Soif Mesach the Shabbos, Uber Rishonim Sham. So we once said that maybe the machloikis is whether Avram Avinu had a din of a Yisrael or whether Avram Avinu had a din of a Benoyach, which of course is the Mishnah Melech's Chakira in Drush Aleph and Prashas Drachim, the Ramban and then the Parshas Emor, Vadvar Matikins. If Avram Avinu has a din of Yisrael, a Mazel Yisrael. But if Avram Avinu has a din of a Benoyach, then a Mazel Yisrael is not a good answer. What's the teretz? Avram Inu Moilid. Aval Avram Moilid. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that you want to know what it means. Vashem Berachas Avram Bakoil Even Toiva Hoisa Tluya Betzavari Shal Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had an Even Toiva, a precious gem, and it hung from the chest of Avram Avinu. Shakol Choyla Roya Oisa. Any Choyla that would come into Avram Avinu and would see it Miyad Misrape, he would have a refuah. Not long ago, we spoke out the story with the Beis Halevi and the Koydin of a Rebbe. Chaim Briska, when he was a little child, and he wasn't well, Reb Chaim, and the Rebbe told the Beis HaLevi's Shver that I give you a haftocha that the baby Reb Chaim is going to have a refuah, because when a Yid does Hachnasas Archim, it's a skula for refuah. Maha Kesher, because every time a Yid does Hachnasas Archim, Avram Avinu is present. For who I made. The Avram Avinu is always there, and Avram Avinu had this Even Toiva that any person who would look at it, Miyad Misrapa. So he said that, being that you're being Machnas Oirich for me right now, you're going to see he's going to have a refuah, V'kach Hava, and Reb Chaim used to consider himself a Shtikal Chassid. We said over a story from Amei Soloveitchik, based on that Moifus that he had with the Rebbe. But either way, B'shashin, if Avram Avinu ben Oilom, and Avram Avinu passed away from the world, Tala Kadosh Baruch Hu Begal Gacham, Kadosh Baruch Hu took this Even Toiva, and he put it in the sun, and that's why the sun today is an Indian of Rufu. Amar Abaye said, Hainid Amar Yinchi. This is what people mean when they say, Idli Yoima, Idli Kitzira. Meaning, when the sun shines, Idli Kitzira, it removes some of the chayli from the different chayli. What does it mean? What it means is that Esav, who of course was a Rasha, but he wasn't Moire during the lifetime of Avram Avinu. So he was Zoicha to Bakoil that he didn't have to see his grandchild Esav be Yoitzel with Tarbisra. Dover Acha, another Pshat, Sha'asi Yishmol Tshuva B'Yamav. It's referring to the idea that Yishmol did Tshuva during his lifetime. Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyan Ashas says, Ayin Toisvis Yishonim, Mesechtis Yuma Daflam Mitches Amid Beis. So what's that Toisvis Yishonim? Yuma Lam Mitches Amid Beis talks about names. Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Shem Risham Yerkov, and how there's something to a name. And the Tosfos Yeshanim asks that if there's something to a name, and based on that, you name after a Tzadik, Shem Risham Yerkov, you don't name after a Rasha, so how is it possible that Bimei Chazal, there was so many Tanoim whose name was Yishmael? Yishmael is a Rasha in the Torah. And if Yishmael is a Rasha, so how are you talking that people used to give the name Yishmael? Zok to Tosfos Yeshanim, Ayin Bava Basra Tezayin Amid Beis, Dovaracha Sha'asi Yishmael Tshuva B'Yomov. And being that Yishmael did Tshuva, so therefore you could give the name Yishmael. He once upon a time wasn't good. That's not a kasha, but Malkam Shabbali Tshuva Oimdim. But the point is, Zokrab Kideger, take a look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, that this Gemara is the Makar to the name Yishmael. The question is, what happened to the name Yishmael? Somewhere it became an unpopular name, right? No one's going to beat today the Yikar Yishmael B'Yisrael. Yishmael. Kemuvin, right? So it's a little bit Tzarech B'Yad. The history of the name Yishmael is actually fascinating, because in the times of the Gemara, every third name in Shas is the name Yishmael. Yet today, nobody would go near the name Yishmael with a 100-foot pole, right? So it's definitely something that requires a little bit of Iyun. But the bottom line is, we just mentioned the Braisa, where if you do the math, 7 different Pshatim, but what it means, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bako, Shaloi Hoysa Loi Bas, Shaloi Bas, Ubakol Shema. He was a great astrologer, and all the Malchi Mizrach Meir used to come to him for astrology advice. He had this Even Toiva that any Choyla that would look at it, Miyad Nisrapa. Vashem Berech Zavron Bakoil means Shalei Marad Esa B'Yomov. Vashem Berech Zavron Bakoil means Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva B'Yomov. Stating all 7 Pshatim, if you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, what does Rashi and Chumash say? Vashem Berech Zavron Bakoil, Shehoyeloi Ben. He had a son. And what's the shaykhis between Ben and Bakoil? Because Ben is Begamachmi of 52, and Bakoil is Begamachmi of 52, and this is what it means. And what's the Makar Terashi? The Makar Terashi is a Medrash Tanchuma. So it's fascinating. The Gemara, The Talmud Bavli brings seven different pshatim in Bakel. Rashi prefers none of the seven pshatim. Instead, Rashi sends you to a tanchuma, and in the tanchuma, what does Bakel mean? Bakel means a ben. Now, the truth is, it's not a kasha, because Rashi Kiyadua very often quotes the Medrash over the Gemara. So this is already for the academics, but that's the Metzias. That Rashi very often will not quote Gemaras, and in his Pshutei Shel Mikra, Rashi will prefer to quote a Medrash. So the Medrash that Rashi chose to quote is the Medrash of Shehoyu Loi Ben. We've spoken out many times over the years that really, if you think about that Rashi, it's a Pella. Hashem Berech Avram Bakal. What does it mean, Bakal? That he had a Ben. Who's his son? His son, of course, is Yitzchak. Shteltzich the Fraga. Number one, we know Avram Avinu had a son. So what do you need this part? If he had a daughter, okay, it's a Chiddush. That he didn't have a daughter, it's Eichet a Chiddush. He had an Evan Toiva, that's a Chiddush. He was an astrologer, I hear. Yishmael also Tshuva, I don't know that, right? That's certainly a Chiddush. All the Pshatim that we mentioned are Chiddushim, but that Avram Avinu had a son, what's the grace of Chiddush that Avram Avinu had a son? But besides, if you want to say Avram Avinu had a son, say that Avram Avinu had a son. Why do you have to say Biramiza that Avram Avinu had a son? But Chassam Sofer said a Dover Niflo. The Chassam Sofer said that as soon as Avram Avinu took his son Yitzchak and he put him on the Akedah and he was Makdashim and he made him into a Karben Olah, Yitzchak was Neskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim. He became a Bria Kadoshim. He became a new Metzias. He became a Metzias of Mamish Kodesh Kadoshim, an Oyva Tamima. And being that he was Kodesh Kadoshim and he was a Bria Kadoshah, he was Kakon Shenoyladami, he lost his Yachas. He lost his Shaychis with his father. And as a result, he wasn't really his father's son. Ad kedei kach, you can't say with a straight face that Avram Avinu had a son Yitzchak, because he's no longer Nesiachas Eilov, nor Vos. Lamaise, he's Fortis son. So Azoi Biramizo, he's the son. Vashem Berchas Avram Bakoel, Bakoel's Begimatria Ben. Biramizo, he has a Sheiches to this child, because at the end of the day, he's the father of the child. Oh, but to call him a Ben, once he was Neskadish Kodesh Kadoshim, at that point, already you can't refer to him as a Ben. We once had another Mahalach, based on a Chidah in Midbar Kedemos, who talks about the Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yudam Adbeis, where the Gemara talks about the six things that Chizkiyo HaMelech did. Al-Gimul Hoydoloi, Al-Gimul Hoydoloi. And one of the things that he did was, he was Girir Atzmus Aviv. His father was a very, very big Rosh Chizkiyo HaMelech, Achaz, and he went that he was Girir Atzmus Aviv, and that was one of the things that he did. And that Gemara is a very important piece in the discussion of whether or not a child has an obligation to be mechabed his father in the event that his father is a Rasha. Meaning, does a child have an obligation to be mechabed his father that's a Rasha? In the event that the answer is yes, then Lechura, how do you explain the fact that Chizkiyo was Girer Atzmus Aviv, at the end of the day, he had a chi of Kibir Aveim. And we know Mechabdi Bechayev and Mechabdi Lachar Moisai. So if that's the case, how is this something he was able to do? So the Chidah says a Dover Niflo. The Chidah says that the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that Chizkiyo's father took Chizkiyo and he offered him up to Moilach, but his mother had taken from the Salamandra, and as a result, he was able to make it out alive. So he says that when Achaz took Chizkiyo and he tried killing him, he was mafker him. He lost the Shaychis to him, and at that point, Chizkiyo had no obligation anymore to be mechabed him. So we once shtelt su that maybe it has a Shaychis to this Indian as well. When Avram Avinu took his son Yitzchak, and he put him on the Akedah. Now, of course, it's very, very different. This is Moilach, and this is the Akedah. About Sada Shava Shebehen is, at the end of the day, a father took his son, and he's willing to be makrifim. If he's willing to be makrifim, he loses his Yachas to him. There's no Chiyav Kibud of Aim anymore, zokt Chida. If there's no Chiyav Kibud of Aim, he just offered him up. So it's no longer Bnoi. Nor Vos, Vashem Berchas, Avram Bakoil, Bakoil, because the Gematria Ben, Lamaisi has a little bit of a shaykhis to his son.